This community update was brought to you by U Radio.
We are going to hold them to that commitment. In the meantime,
there was still snow in front of the Manitoba Legislative Building when advocates came out on March 17th ahead of the 2025 budget announcement.
Fight, 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 fight! Housing is a human right!
Through chants and calls, they urged the provincial government to substantiate its commitment to ending homelessness. The budget was announced on March 20th, and at the Legislative Assembly of Manitoba, Minister of Finance, Honorable Adrian Sala, had this to say.
And when Manitobans are ready to find their way home, our government will be there to help. This budget commits 670 social and affordable housing units, and it provides $73 million to support our government's plan to end chronic homelessness.
Looking at the announcement, the Right to Housing Coalition stated that the investments in housing are a step in the right direction. However, Shauna McKinnon, the spokesperson for the coalition, said there's still work that needs to be done.
In terms of the units themselves, they commit to 687 units. So as you know, that's about half of what we're saying is needed at this point because we're falling behind. But that's quite good, like I have to say. So that we were pleased with. And again, we're going to continue to encourage them to do more because we will not meet our targets if we continue to fall short of the 1,000 a year that are needed. But we thought that was quite good.
At the rally outside of the legislative building, speakers such as Gloria Knott, a housing case coordinator at the West Central Women's Resource Center, touched on the challenges Manitobans are facing. She expressed the difficulties of finding housing in the private market that low-income renters can afford. Speaker Kat Roberts, a social housing and anti-poverty advocate, has experienced both the struggle of finding housing for herself and helping others find adequate housing.
I was really lucky to have family that supported me, but most people don't, so we need social housing so people can live in dignity.
She continued, touching on the importance of social housing.
The private market right now is unaffordable to people who are even working full-time, never mind people on employment and income assistance. So we need social housing so people can afford housing. And I think that's like the only solution to fixing our homeless problem.
The provincial government will rely on the private sector as part of a plan to end homelessness. This policy would have people currently in public housing move out into the private market to make room for more folks experiencing homelessness. McKinnon said she doesn't believe this is the correct course of action.
Yeah, so governments began to pull out of support for social housing, housing rent geared to income, nonprofit housing several years ago, and have been relying heavily on the private sector. And it's not worked. We can see it when we look around the number of people that are unhoused, people who are precariously housed, to know that it's not worked.
Before the budget announcement, the Right to Housing Coalition met with the Ministry of Housing, Addictions, and Homelessness. During this meeting, McKinnon brought up their concern about this part of the homelessness strategy and how it would put people in a vulnerable position. McKinnon said the ministry was understanding.
So, you know, we talked about that. She seems to understand that. I think maybe the language in that strategy was, you know, they overlooked some of these concerns that we have, but they seem to understand that. So, you know, it was fairly good in that context.
The Right to Housing Coalition also made it clear what they wanted to see in the budget. So what is in budget 2025 for housing? $73.47 million are being invested as part of the Your Way Home strategy, which transitions people from encampments into stable housing. This investment will support outreach, shelter spaces, and wraparound support services. Additionally, $78 million will renovate and build social and affordable housing units, with at least 5,000 units undergoing repairs. Changes are also being made for renter protections. Rental subsidies are being expanded, and a rental house construction incentive is being introduced to encourage new affordable housing developments. Despite their concerns, McKinnon is optimistic, seeing the engagement of Winnipeg residents in advocating for housing.
So I think that Right to Housing Coalition is a really good example of how this kind of work is important and needed. It's challenging because everybody's doing it off the side of their desk, right? It's not like we've got a bunch of people being paid to do this work. Everybody's doing this work as volunteers, somehow often connected with their work, but often just because they're concerned about the issues.
In the month leading up to the budget announcement, Manitobans sent over 1,000 postcards to Premier Wobkameu and more than 7,400 emails to NDP MLAs urging investments in social housing. McKinnon described this advocacy as inspiring. Looking ahead, she said the Right to Housing Coalition will closely monitor the number of housing units that were budgeted and what is actually being built, including the units budgeted for renovations. She said she acknowledges the work the government is putting in, but wants to ensure they are held accountable for their commitments. U Multicultural contacted the office of Honorable Bernadette Smith, Minister of Housing, Addictions, and Homelessness for comment, but did not receive a response. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.